Settle into your body now. Let your breath find its natural rhythm, not controlled, not forced, just the simple in and out that's been keeping you alive since the moment you arrived.
Feel the surface beneath you. Notice where your body makes contact with the earth and let yourself be held. You don't have to hold yourself up right now. Let something else do that for you.
And as you settle, I want to invite you into a remembering, not a learning, a remembering. Because what I'm about to say, you already know. You've always known. It's just been buried under years of forgetting.
You were born knowing how to love yourself completely. Watch any infant, the way they reach for their own toes with pure fascination, the way they coo at their own reflection, the way they sleep with total trust that they are safe, that they are wanted, and that they belong here. You were that once. That child didn't have to learn self-love. Self-love was its original operating system. And then the world happened.
Someone told you that you were too much or not enough. Someone looked at you with disappointment. Someone made you feel that who you are, just as you are, was somehow wrong, and you believed them. Of course you did. You were small, they were big, they seemed to know things. So you took their judgments and swallowed them whole, and they became your own voice.
But here's what I want you to know. Every part of you that you've rejected is waiting for you to come home. Every fragment of yourself that you've exiled, the angry part, the needy part, the jealous part, the afraid part, the part that feels too much, the part that shuts down, they're all standing at the door of your heart, waiting for you to let them back in. Because everything wants to turn back into love.
Everything wants to turn back into love. That is the great secret of awakening. You don't wake up by transcending your humanity. You don't wake up by becoming more perfect, more spiritual, more evolved. You wake up by loving what's here, all of it, every single piece.
So let's begin now. I invite you to bring your attention to something about yourself that you've judged. It might be something about your body, the shape of it, the age of it, something it does or doesn't do. It might be something about your personality, a way you react, a pattern you can't seem to break, a tendency that embarrasses you. It might be something you did, a choice you made, a word you said, a person you hurt, a moment you wished you could take back. Whatever comes up first, let that be the one.
Now, instead of turning away, I want you to turn towards it, not to fix it, not to improve it, not to make it better or go away, just see it.
This part of you has been living in the cold for so long. It's been outside the circle of your love, shivering in the dark, wondering why it isn't welcome. Can you feel that? Can you feel how tired it is of being rejected?
Now, imagine that you could extend something towards this part. Not forgiveness, that will come later naturally, just presence, warmth, a willingness to look without flinching.
Love is magic. Everything it touches turns into itself. So as you turn your attention towards this rejected part of you, as you stop looking away, something begins to change. The shame starts to soften, the hardness begins to melt. What seemed ugly starts to reveal something tender underneath. Because that's what judgment always hides, tenderness. Beneath every flaw you hate is a wound that never got held.
So hold it now, not with effort or control, just with willingness. Say to this part of yourself, silently or aloud, I see you.
I know you've been exiled.
I'm not sending you away anymore.
You can come home now.
Feel what happens in your body when you say that. There may be tears, there may be relief, there may be nothing at all, just a quiet settling like snow falling on a field. Whatever's there is right.
Now let your attention expand. All those other parts you've rejected, the whole chorus of not good enoughs that lives in you, the parts you hide from others, the parts you hide from yourself, the parts you pretend don't exist because they're too painful to acknowledge, they're all here now, gathered at the edges of your awareness.
And here is the invitation. Leave no worthlessness behind. Don't abandon a single piece of yourself in the dark, not one, not the smallest, most shameful fragment. Because awakening isn't about becoming light, it's about loving what's been left in the shadow. It's about gathering up every XL piece and bringing it back into the circle.
Imagine now that your heart is a fire, and every rejected part of you is cold and tired and just wants to come closer to the warmth. Let them come. Let them all come. The part that failed, let it come. The part that's afraid, let it come. The part that rages, let it come. The part that grieves, let it come. The part that wants too much, let it come. The part that can't seem to get it right, let it come.
Love is a magician. Everything it touches turns into itself. And as these parts draw closer to the fire of your heart, watch what happens. They don't stay cold, they don't stay broken. They begin to remember what they actually are, which is love, which is what you are, which is what everything is underneath.
This is the awakening. Not a dramatic explosion of light and not a supernatural event, just this, the quiet, brave, tender act of loving what you've abandoned. Over and over, every day. Every time you notice the judgment arise, turning it back toward love, because everything wants to turn back toward love, and you are no exception.
So rest here now, rest in this knowing. You don't have to earn your own love. You just have to stop withholding it. You don't have to become worthy. You just have to stop believing you aren't.
And in this rest, something begins to grow. A wholeness, a sense of coming home to yourself, not because you've fixed everything, but because you've stopped rejecting anything.
This is the foundation of all true awakening. It starts here, it starts with you. It starts with loving the one who's been so hard to love, yourself.
Take a few breaths now and feel your body, feel the ground beneath you, feel the quiet hum of your own aliveness.
And when you're ready, gently beginning to return, bring your attention back to the room, back to the sounds around you, back to the present moment.
But carry this with you. Everything wants to turn back to love, including you, especially you.
Open your eyes when you're ready. Go gently.